Gurney's got it here, 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah. One thing that Gurney has that we didn't get to take advantage of last year was Gurney Garden Center. However, you guys are open this year, and Shirley is in with us. So sweet of you to bring a $50 gift card, which will be given away to one lucky winner. That is not Lynn, unfortunately, momentarily. Darn. However, Shirley, again, a lot of these conversations happen off the air. And Shirley, she listens to the show because she goes, I know you're not a gardener. And I do. I have a black thumb. I mean,
I have learned a lesson on myself when it comes to gardening this year.
What is that?
It's the bigger, the better for me.
Mm-hmm.
I, for the last 2 or 3 years, I tried to do herbs 1 year, no go.
Yeah.
I tried to do tomatoes and peppers the last 2 years, no go, nothing. I got like 2 tomatoes. It was easier to go buy them at the grocery store. This year, I planted bushes and trees and all that.
In your gut?
You should see them flourishing.
Oh, look at you. So you can't plant anything that you could eat.
Yeah, no, I mean, I could try to eat the bushes, but I don't know how tasty they'd be.
So a lot of people are struggling in their garden this year just because, you know, we did have that really cold weekend and then we had the drought. And I know that I'm looking out at my yard and I was like, okay, I'm ready. Let's do some things. And the things that I want to do, my mother-in-law and my mom are like, Leah, it's a little late for that. So what are things that you can do in your garden in June?
Well, actually, you can do anything, almost anything that you want. Put in the annuals to add some extra color. You know, walk through your yard and look and see where you have some empty spots and add some extra color so you can enjoy that.
So annuals sound great because that's what comes back every year, right?
Annuals, no, they bloom all summer, but it's just for the summer.
But it's just for the summer. Perennials
come back every year.
But it's just a real...
I'm good at this job.
Okay. And I'm annually good at it. Thank you. So what about the flowers that come up and they're really pretty and then they're dead the next day? What, those are perennials?
Perennials.
But they'll be back again next year.
But they last more than a day.
Well, you know what I mean. But I feel like it's just like they're there and then they're gone. And I'm like, well, what the heck? I want something that's going to last. And you know, my mom had to explain, well, then you're going to have to plant every year, Leah. I mean, I am really out of touch when it comes to gardening. So Shirley, if you could come over and tell me what to do, that would be great.
Okay. If you want to make the job easy, put in some perennials and come into the garden center and we can help you pick out some that will bloom at different times so you won't have that blah.
So it's just a real quick like, boom, my house looks really pretty. And then it's like,
yeah, you'll
to...
have 3 weeks or 4 weeks of bloom from this plant. And then your phlox will come into color.
I love that.
You know what the best part is about planting stuff too? And especially when you do it early in the year and everything's green. That you get the surprise later in the year when you had no idea what color things were when you put them in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's kind of a pleasant surprise as well. I'm like, well, I had no idea that was going to turn red.
Like that is happening. And I've lived in my house for 8 years. I'm like, well, when did that turn that color? Now, you mentioned that you did some shrubs, right? Mm-hmm. So continuing planting trees, shrubs, roses, people still can do that in June as well?
They can, except with this really, really hot weather that we've been having. You probably want to wait on the shrubs and the trees till it cools down or the fall time. Spring and fall is the best time to do that work.
Okay.
But roses you can put in now.
I always think about you guys this time of year at the at where your place because I'm like, okay, if we don't buy them and put them in our yards.
What do they do with
them? How much work is it to you for you guys to keep them alive and looking good when nobody's taking them home?
Look at Shirley's look on her face. She's like...
Well, we fertilize them once a week. The ladies there are always cleaning the plants. So we keep them looking good for you and ready to put in. So when you need something, you're having a graduation party. Oops, I didn't put a planter there. I need some color. Come on in. We'll help you.
We have
some planters already made, so...
It makes it easy. You guys really do have a beautiful selection of roses. And then what are the things that climb? Like, I have a couple, like...
Children.
No.
You also struggle making them grow as well.
Aw. They're just short, Wes.
I'm sorry.
I have a couple things in front of my house that, like, a plant is supposed to climb. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Lattice thing?
Clematis.
Clematis! That's the word. You guys have those?
We do have some, okay. Yet, but just the fall blooming one.
So it's because it's too late for them to bloom right now.
It's not too late. We just ran out.
Oh, man.
Every time we got them in, they just flew out.
So what about, what can you tell me about deadheading flowers? Because that's something, too, that, you know, I'd be like, okay, this looked beautiful, but now it's dying, but this part is alive, and I didn't realize, like, if you don't take the dead part off, it's still going to take the nutrients, right? Or is, I mean, I know that's not, like,
well,
technical terms.
It does take a little bit away from the main plant.
Right.
But if you deadhead, you're just taking that dead flower off, following it to the main stem, and clip. Makes your plant look great, and it promotes blooms. So that way you get more blooms throughout the summer.
And we look like we're going to be getting a little bit of rain in the upcoming days. Best time to weed?
Best time to weed? After rain makes it a lot easier, especially with this dry weather that we've been having. So after rain is great time to do it. And you want to weed because you want to get those weeds away from your plants so they get a little more air.
Right.
And you don't want to have any critters or any disease on your plants. So get those weeds away from those plants.
Now, you mentioned fertilizing the flowers that you have and the plants that you have there. You guys also have fertilizer to be purchased at Gurney Garden Center?
Yes, we do. We have the water-soluble fertilizer is the best that we find. Most people can handle that. It's so much easier. You just mix it in. We carry Jax, and we carry All Purpose, and we carry Bloom Booster.
That's what I wanted to get to. Bloom
Booster.
So that's
booster. What you need for those extra blooms.
Yes. Special Bloom Booster. Did you know that's a thing?
No idea.
Alternate. One is for the All Purpose is for your foliage to keep it healthy and strong. And the Bloom Booster, of course, is going to give you more blooms.
Okay, so
promote those blooms.
Surely, I mean, we could sit here and talk all day about gardening because I have so many questions. But right now, I want to give somebody an opportunity to ask you a question. A gardening question for Shirley, 847-336-1023. If you have that gardening question for Shirley, we'll hook you up with that $50 gift card to Gurney Garden Center. And before I let you go, Shirley, I've got to ask you that question. Your Gurney go-to, what is it?
I would say, I was going to also say Gurney Donuts, because that's one of our favorites. We get donuts for the girls at the shop and the kids, and we all love them.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Shirley, for being in. And remember, Gurney Garden Center, your place to get all those beautiful plants this year.
Thanks, Elsie. Who's this?
It's Teresa. You talked to me yesterday about biting the ice cream.
Oh, Teresa's back. And,
never mind. We're going to find somebody else.
No. You can't hold biting ice cream against her. Teresa, have you ever been to Gurney Garden Center?
I have.
All
it's
right.
It's beautiful.
It is. It is truly beautiful. I actually live like half a mile away, so my family and I love to go there. Do you have any gardening questions or a gardening question for Shirley?
I do.
Okay. What is
it? Hostas, are they for the shade or for the sun, or are there different ones for different areas?
There are some different ones. The majority of them are for the shade, light sun, but there are a few varieties that will tolerate more sun. Although I've seen people do fine with the hostas in full sun if they water them good and they have some good soil there so they don't dry out as fast. But generally, shade, light sun is the best.
Have you seen or do you have the white hostas? They're just all white?
Teresa, you're kind of getting selfish here with all the questions, aren't you?
Well, I'm asked. I'm interested.
I think I saw one left.
Well, you better hurry on up, Teresa, because that $50 gift card is yours, and you could go on into Gurney Garden Center in Gurney, obviously, their Gurney Garden Center, and see if you could get your hands on that last hosta.
Oh, well, that's great.
Congratulations.
Yay!